Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might live through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And now grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Sometimes this whole faith thing is kind of hard to understand. And part of what makes it hard to understand is that I think we kind of have our own language sometimes. And we might not even realize it because we're here a lot of Sundays and we are used to hearing words like liturgy or narthex or Eucharist or chancel or words that you probably don't use anywhere else in your life. And they're part of our life, but for those who might be new to the faith, or sometimes, quite honestly, for some who have been sitting here for years, some of those words are a mystery. And we're not even sure as to what they mean. And we wonder, why don't they just say lobby? What's a narthex? But really, it's one of those things that has to do with faith and with the church. Because even those who are present every single week, those who were raised in the church and have been part of a church for their whole life, sometimes even those kind of things and bigger things, we don't always understand. We have questions. We have doubts. And we wonder how it is that all this faith stuff is going to work in our lives. It's part of being human. It's part of the process of faith. To ask questions and to learn. And yet we don't like to sometimes admit it because there are so many out there that will say, if you have doubt, you have no faith. But I don't think it's that black and white. I think that they go together in a lot of ways. Because if we are trying to grow our faith, as we say in our mission statement, to always be learning, to never think that we know everything about everything, then it's only natural that we will ask questions. In fact, even when we think we know everything, when we're presented with something that we don't understand, we are going to have to ask questions in order to understand better. And that was Nicodemus. He was one of those people, and I'm sure you know the kind I'm talking about, the ones that are at the top of their field. He was a Pharisee, after all. And they really do seem to know everything about everything all of the time. At least that's what they want everyone else to think, that they know everything. But just like everyone else, there will be moments when something challenges them, and something challenges what they think that they know, and then they have to figure out a way to reconcile that. Because after all, they need to know everything all the time without anyone finding out that they don't really know everything. Honestly, I'm glad that I don't even come close to knowing everything, because it sounds like a rather exhausting way to have to live. But Nicodemus had been hearing Jesus teach, had been hearing of the things that he had done, and it just didn't quite seem to fit in with what he thought things should be, or what he thought was right. But he didn't necessarily want people to know that he was going to Jesus for the answers. And so he went at night. He went under the power of darkness so that no one would see him talking to Jesus in this way. But unfortunately for Nicodemus, what usually happened when someone went to Jesus to confirm their own biases was that Jesus challenged him even more and gave him even more to think about, and in some ways forced him to grow his faith a little bit. So Nicodemus told Jesus what he had been seeing. You know, he said, "You are doing things that can only come from God." And Jesus answered him completely clearly, that we can all understand. He said, "One must be born from above." It's not what Nicodemus expected to hear. What he expected to hear was, "You are exactly right, Nicodemus, just like always. Good job." But Jesus challenged his faith, and it gave him a chance to ask some more questions, but Nicodemus just didn't quite get it. He couldn't help but ask him, "What do you mean, born again? How can someone be born again? I'm old. I can't do that." Now, I'm going to be very clear here, no matter what my children will tell you, I am not old. They like to tell me how old I am all the time. But there are certainly things that I could do years ago that I can't do now. And I hear people saying it all the time, getting old stinks. And now here is Jesus saying, you have to start over. You have to be born again. You have to be born from above. I can imagine Nicodemus thinking something along the lines of, I can't even get it off the floor once I'm down. How can I be born again? He was missing the point, because he was getting caught up in what he didn't understand, because Jesus was trying to teach Nicodemus and he just needed to listen instead of assuming that he already knew the answer, because he didn't. And we don't. We don't always know how it is that God is working in our lives, and we don't always understand how God is going to work with this mess that we have created of ourselves. We might want to think that we have all the faith that we need and all those things figured out, but we are going to have moments, if we are honest with ourselves, when we just aren't sure how God is going to work in all of this. We aren't sure of what we read in the scriptures. We aren't sure of what we've heard in worship. We aren't sure about what we are hearing from the world when it comes to our faith. Because we're told by so many sources with such confidence that they are right, and you better not disagree with them. And it's not just about faith that we hear, that we hear it from politicians all the time. If you don't agree with me, then you are wrong. And you can insert any politician you want. That's what they say. We hear from our jobs, if you aren't doing it my way, you are wrong. We hear perhaps even from our families that if you don't believe exactly how the rest of us believe or exactly what we do, then you are the wrong one. But life It makes things hard, it makes things challenging, and it makes us question and doubt. But maybe what we must do is listen. Listen to one another, listen to the words of our Lord, and listen more than we speak. Hear what God has to say. The end of this text, we like to focus on the second to last verse because it's a wonderful verse. It's the title of the gospel. It's that God loved the world to send his son so that we might live. But I think the next verse is just as important because it says that Jesus was not sent into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. Because often we interpret that part that says that whoever believes in him, we interpret that as whoever believes in him exactly as I believe in him shall not perish. But God did not come to condemn, but to teach and to help us to know that we are loved and welcome and even able to ask questions and wonder and have doubt and still be loved for who we are. Because sometimes we wonder how is all of this going to work, and we don't know how those things will end up, but we also need to know that God loved us enough to send his son, despite who we are, despite the mess that we have made, and still loves us. And so when we have questions about faith, we should ask them. When others ask us questions about faith, we should hear them. And we should explore it with them. Not in the cover of darkness because we are ashamed, but in faith that God will provide the answers. Because we are not loved so that we can be condemned. We are loved because we are loved. We are loved and then called to love others in the same way, not to condemn this world, but to save the world through him. Amen.